The therapy you need from your favorite bitches.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Bitch Therapy. I'm Cameron.
And I'm Alyssa.
And on this episode, we're going to talk about pop culture from the past and the present.
Yeah. So, okay. My first question. What is something in pop culture that shaped your childhood?
Oh my god, okay. So I was like a little bit into the more like grunge, alternative scene culture back in my preteen days. So I was obsessed. Like when I say obsessed, like I would like dress like her, got my hair cut like her, the whole nine yards. Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
I loved that little edgy bitch.
Yeah, she was like the it girl, the it edgy girl.
Literally, I would have her song Girlfriend blasting in my little headphones on my iPod.
That one's, yeah, you.
I don't like your girlfriend. Think you need a new one. That one.
All right, so mine was that meme of Demi Lovato as Poot.
Oh my god.
If you guys don't know what that is, look it up right now on Google. Search up Demi Lovato Poot. P-O-O-T. I love that.
Why'd she get that bad haircut, though?
No,
was she in, like, her Britney era? Like, no. She just, like, shaved her head? What do you mean?
She just had her hair back, and she's actually in, like, a princess dress.
Oh, okay.
It was just the flash, and it went viral. Everybody was like, Poot.
Oh, they
and
did also, her dirty.
Also, at the same time, I'm pretty sure, American Horror Story, Peppa.
Oh, yes.
There was a character, Peppa, from American Horror Story,
yeah,
and they were,
like, season two? From Asylum.
Asylum, yeah, it was from Asylum, and they were like, that looks like Demi Lovato.
Oh
looks
my
like
God, Poot. So
I love that. There was a photo of me, actually, in high school where we took photos in the photo booth, and the flash was a little too close to my face, and turned into Poot.
Oh my God.
I turned into Poot. So for a while, some of my friends are calling me Poot.
Oh my God, I would hate that.
The best thing. It's called fucking Poot.
They're really doing dirty out there.
Let's talk about something current, y'all. Me and Cam love us some Housewives franchises, okay?
Oh my god, yeah, we love them all. From Jersey, Beverly Hills.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah, Alyssa loves Salt Lake.
Obsessed.
We stand
fucking
them
obsessed.
All.
So, talking about New Jersey, our state, do you think Melissa Gorga is going to get kicked off the New Jersey Housewives?
Oh, no, I really hope she doesn't. I feel like she has a really good relationship with Andy and the whole Bravo team. I feel like they really love her.
Does she have a good relationship with him now? Because he always picks on her.
No,
he's always like, I know your face is fake.
No, but she owns it. She's always like, I've had so many nose jobs, like all that shit. She jokes around
with
it.
She just owned it.
No, but literally, there was also a thing that came out recently with Andy. One of the housewives is like suing him for pressuring her. Or apparently, you know.
Brandy, right?
Well, Brandy and one of the other blondes from a different Housewives franchise. I think maybe it's Salt Lake or one of them. She's suing him. So everyone's suing Andy right now, saying that he would pressure them to, like, do drugs or something. And then a lot of the other ones, like Kyle Richards from Beverly Hills, Melissa Gorga from New Jersey, are coming out. And they're all banding together to defend Andy and saying, you know, he's never pressured us to do anything
really?
Like
she's
that.
Defending him?
Yeah,
because she's trying to secure her spot. She's trying to secure her spot.
No, but I don't know. I love Melissa. Like, I always just feel like she was really that bitch. You know, she's just making it happen, trying new things, like whether she was doing stuff with, you know, her singing career
Are you kidding? Are you kidding right now?
Or just like, you know what I mean?
Are
like
you actually saying she's that bitch for her singing career?
No, not for that singing career. But
that
I'm
was
saying
awful.
Just for no, listen.
So
but just for
playing.
Trying. To, listen, but
so
she
bad.
Rocked with it. Like, she's trying everything. Like,
oh,
she has
Lord.
The boutique, Envy. We love Envy. She has really good style. Like, she's really
she does have good style.
Trying to make a name for herself wherever it goes. You know, it's like, I feel like once
Cam
you have that platform.
Cam stands Melissa Gorga.
No, I love her. I think she's fabulous. Literally, I'm like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I just feel like, especially when you have a platform, like, you really have to, like, speak on things that you love and just try a bunch of different things that you're interested in and see what sticks. You know, like,
that's
listen,
true.
She tried the singing. It was her dream. It might have not stuck, but she tried, you know,
at
the
least
whole
she put herself
boutique.
Out there. You know
that's
what?
That's what I mean. It takes a lot of courage to put yourself out there and
if
just try
I
your
had,
passions.
Like, a little rich husband who, like, adored me like that, and fuck it. If I wanted to be a fucking pop star when I was little, I'm gonna try it. What else do I have to do?
Exactly. And you know, Joe rides for her, okay? Like, he built the recording studio in their house for her.
We all want a little Joe Gorga.
Exactly. Everyone needs their little Joe Gorga, okay? Like, that is his queen. that is his dream girl for sure. He makes anything happen for her. He pulls out all the stops. He got her a Porsche. He built her the singing studio. Yeah. He, you know, helped her
they
with the
They are boutique. Relationship goals for yeah, sure.
Yeah, seriously.
They're relationship goals.
You need
goals.
A man like that, a man that will ride for you and whatever your dream is, no matter how good or she bad found you are a good at it, one. They'll make it happen for you.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we always say. Men are either your problem or they fix your problems.
Yeah. So, they either create the problems or they solve them.
Exactly. So she said, I want to be a pop star. He made it happen. She said, I want to have a boutique. He made it happen.
So you're definitely Team Melissa then.
Yeah. I mean, I used to be Team Teresa, but I did recently in the last year
rewatch. I feel like you're always Team Melissa.
No, I liked both of them. Listen, yeah. I really did like both of them because I loved, you know, how they were family and they would always try to like be together and everything. Yeah. And I understand like with family, there are a lot of internal issues. Like we might not understand and we might not be seeing the full story because, you know, things are portrayed very differently on TV than how they are in real life because they want to stir up the drama. But I went back this past year and rewatched New Jersey Housewives from the beginning. And I saw a lot of shit that Teresa was stirring up. So, I mean, I still love Teresa.
No, it is true.
I think she's fabulous and she's doing the damn thing for herself as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I really kind of
they're
just
all
saw,
a little toxic. I think the only one I would actually.
They're all a little toxic.
The only one I would. See, I like Teresa. I do think she's a little like.
I just think she's really a little irrational.
Yeah,
and like a little irrational sometimes.
But the only one I think I would actually like ever be friends with is Dolores.
Oh, yeah. We love Dolores.
Dolores
she's a tough
just
bitch.
Seems like. Like a tough bitch, but she also seems like loyal and like a softie.
Yeah.
Like,
no, and we
she
love
actually
that.
Like does nice things. Like,
yeah, exactly. And we're
I feel like I would like
we're
her
about the loyalty.
Yeah, like
we
I
love
think
a good like ride or die friend.
You know, a lot of housewives are Taurus and Aries.
Oh, really?
Okay. Where the fuck are the Leos and the like Aquarius and shit like that? Like,
yeah, right.
Hello,
because you need some Leo
or
and
even
Aquarius.
The Geminis. Like these are like the famous
because they stir up the crazy and like the fun. You know?
I'm like maybe we should just go on there.
Yeah.
Because we're Leos.
Maybe one day we could be housewives.
I would literally steal all of their thunder.
Yeah, you would kill it on Housewives.
So would you.
They would,
you would kill it.
No, they would love us.
You'd be like, I'm on display now, bitch. Yeah. Okay, so for the next thing. So I was, I think on like TikTok or Snapchat, whatever. And I saw that Gypsy Rose might be pregnant.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, she's really living the fast life. She just got out of jail. She has her man. She's got in the house.
So I was like, oh my God, she's pregnant. I was like, I got to say this for the podcast. But then I looked it up on Google and it says that it's rumored. So she's been shopping for baby clothes just in case. So if she's not pregnant, she's trying to get pregnant.
Yeah, maybe she's just manifesting or maybe it's for a friend. You know, they love to like take things and run with the story for
true.
It. True.
Well, she said she wants to have kids.
Oh, she wants a family?
Yeah, so she's trying regardless. Yeah. So okay. We just don't know if she's pregnant or not yet.
Yeah.
Well, remember, she was on all that medication, so who even knows?
That's true. Well,
if she's going
to
be pregnant.
To live her life.
Yeah, or if the baby's even going to be healthy.
Yeah, that's true. It is very hard once you're on a lot of medication. It's hard to get off them. It's hard for the withdrawals. And also, you know, with medication, sometimes, you know, the chemicals in your body, it's very hard to have a healthy pregnancy.
Yeah, especially, like, all that shit her mom injected her with.
Yeah, so it's like she probably has to detox her body, get on her health kick, and then she'll be good to go to just live that life, girl.
And also, the fact that she's related to Stassi Schroeder from Vanderpump Rules is amazing. You know what? How about let's talk about that, Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God, yes. We love Vanderpump Rules.
Do we stan Rachel or hate Rachel?
Listen, I feel bad for her. She's been through a lot.
Me too.
At first,
I feel bad.
From seeing the show, I did not like her. I thought she was just very wishy-washy. I don't know. I just feel like Leos are like people like us. Like we're not really drawn to someone with a weak personality because that just like pisses you off.
She wouldn't be my friend.
That's what I mean. Like it'll like piss me off.
But
and, like,
I feel bad
around.
For her because
no,
she,
exactly.
She's been attacked by the entire world. What she did was super wrong, but like she's literally in a friend group on a show with people who have absolutely no morals. They've all cheated on
exactly.
each other, with each other. Like, they're all cheaters. So, like, if she did this in a normal friend group or, like, people who had any sort of standards and morals, yeah, she's fucking wrong. But it makes it, I think, I'm gonna say it makes it a little bit less wrong because, like, it makes it less wrong for them to judge her because they've all done it.
No, exactly.
They've like, literally obviously. All done it to, like, just different levels.
Exactly. So obviously what she did was wrong. We don't stand a cheater, but
no.
Based on the fact that all of them have been fucking and sucking each other in their friend group, I don't really think it's that bad because they've all basically done it to each other and already set that precedent of having low standard. And even the beginning of her and James's relationship, he cheated on her with Lala, even though they say, oh, it was in the beginning, whatever. That still, to me, they were together. It shouldn't have happened at all.
Yeah. And Tom was a cheater from the beginning, mm-hmm. even before Ariana, when he was a Kristen. Like, I'm pretty sure him and Ariana were messing around, like, mm-hmm. and he's cheated besides that. Like, they literally have all cheated. Like, I don't think they have the right to judge her so bad. And they were like, oh, it's just, and their excuse was it was because they were in their 20s. Like, so is she, though, because she's a lot younger than them.
Exactly.
I just think she's, like, pretty and, you know, a little dumb. She's just pretty and dumb. And I think the show was the worst thing that could have ever happened to her. I think she was this pretty pageant queen. Mm-hmm. She still is beautiful. I think she should have just married rich, had a nice little like life wherever she grew up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And been happy like that, been taken care of, mm-hmm. and like been like a pageant coach. I think that was supposed to be her life. She's not meant to deal with producers who were trying to like whisper in her ear and tell her things and be with all these manipulative like money grabbers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, all the fame people grabbers, around her.
Like clout chasers who will just do anything, ruin anybody's reputation just to get clout. Like, I think Tom really just, him and the producers, I think, manipulated her.
100%.
And because she's like a little dumb.
Well, naive.
She's very naive, you know? Like, that's just what she is. Like, she is Bambi, okay? She is. She fell for it, you know? I've been listening to her podcast, and it is giving her perspective. And she, like, owns up to it a lot, like, saying, like, yeah, I am wrong. But it does seem like the producers, like, set it up. And I don't know. Like, Tom loves the story. And let's be real. What else was him and the others going to do after this show? Like, they don't have anything going on for them, really.
Yeah, so they needed something to, like, spruce it up a bit and cause some new controversy to kind of get people more intrigued and to tune in to watch, because now they have this giant scandal, so people love to see the fallout of it.
Yeah, it made them more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they're very grateful for this, and that's why they dragged it out so much. But it's like, you had to drag it out to the extent that she had to spend over a month in a mental hospital, like, it's super dangerous to get bullied in general. And then when you have the entire world bullying you, like, you don't want this poor girl to hurt herself. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I thought. I was like, she's going to hurt herself. Like, she's already regretting everything. She already had a broken marriage and didn't have a friend group anymore. Like, she didn't need all the hate on social media like that. Like, do better, haters. Yeah. Do fucking better.
Yeah, she definitely did not deserve the whole world coming and attacking her. I think she realized what she did was wrong. So she doesn't need millions of people to then come and attack her and tell her what she did was wrong. I think, honestly, for her, like you said before, she shouldn't have gone for the fame. She should have just gone for the money. She should have just married well and just had her life, stuck with her pageant stuff, and just had left all the reality TV behind her.
And then all of a sudden, Ariana was, like, queen after that. Like, listen, I feel bad for Ariana, but honestly, she was never my favorite on the show. I never thought she brought anything. Her personality and mine, I don't think I would be her friend. I'm just going to say it. I don't. People started gassing her up after that. I'm like, why wasn't anybody a super fan of her before she got cheated on? It's like her getting cheated on, they gave her like a god complex, mm-hmm. and then they gave freaking Raquel like a demon complex. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, don't go to such extremes. Like, they're all people, and they're all cheaters at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're all just in it for the fame and trying to stir up the drama whatever way they can. So they're going to take advantage of whatever situation and just ultimately look out for themselves. So that's another thing, too. It's like, you could all tell they're all out for themselves. They're not even really good friends to each other. I mean, even I saw someone that deals with legal issues talking about how Lala was being a manipulative friend to Ariana because she was telling her she'd move out of the house with Tom because she moved out of her house with Randall. But the difference was she didn't have any legal stake in the house with Randall because her name wasn't on anything. Ariana's name is on everything with Tom. So if she moves out of the house, it will be seen in the eyes of the court as being negligent and dismissive and then giving up her rights by moving out. So it's like, she needs to stay in the house, not move out. So not saying that Lala is a terrible person. We love an opinionated bitch, think she's hilarious. She's great for the show. She's definitely made for reality TV.
Yeah.
But in terms of being a friend, they all are not true friends to each other.
No. Like, that's not a friend group I would want to be a part of.
Oh, definitely not. They're all little sneaky snakes trying to stir the drama behind each other's backs to just keep the ratings up and keep it going.
I feel like people in California are really like that, because even, like, you see the drama, all the housewives and stuff. Like, yeah, like, a lot of people on reality TV are there for the fame. Like, you're supposed to be creating drama, but I feel like the California shows especially,
yeah,
they're extra, like,
they really go for each other's cold, throats.
Super selfish. Like, they will do anything for clout. Yeah. Like, it gives me more of, like, anything for clout, you know, sort of vibe. Like, I really would not trust. Like, California just gives very fake people.
Yeah, like, it's a very dark vibe.
Yeah. But then you have to, like, speak all, like, sensitive. But then you can, like.
You have to act like you care about everyone's feelings when really you're just out for yourself.
Yeah, and then you'll just, like, do something awful to them.
But also, with that being said, we love Lisa Vanderpump. Any of her spinoffs always do well. I feel like anything she touches literally turns to gold.
Yeah. It's crazy how she's had so much money and she's made millions more. Like, who even knows how much she's worth?
Well, she also has that very, like, charismatic personality. She's, like, a little bit mystique, a little bit of glamour. You want to know more. You love, like, anything she does.
Her
you know,
fashion. You wanna watch. Her style.
Oh, yeah. I love her. I love her and Ken. Love Jiggy. Love how she, you know, her was always there for the dogs and the animals. Like, she does have a lot of great platforms, and she uses her platform to bring awareness to a lot of great things. And I think that's what makes people love to watch her, because, you know, that's what you should do with your platform. You should bring awareness to a lot of really important issues that resonate with people in a positive way.
I have always loved Lisa Vanderpump. However, I think she favors the men on her shows more than the women.
Oh, she definitely does.
Like, she babies them more. She loves to
talk to them. I know. She loves to talk to them and see what's going on. But she also probably just feeds into it, too, for the drama.
For the drama, ratings, yeah.
I feel like. Because you have to keep it alive.
Like, she should have checked in on, I think, Raquel a little more than Tom Sandoval. Like, I really don't think it bothered Tom Sandoval as much. Oh,
definitely.
Because
I think Tom is definitely more of, like, the devil or... You know, like,
he just gives me narcissistic vibes.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I really don't think he gives a fuck.
I know. Even on this season, when he was saying, like, oh, Raquel's not really talking to me, she's in a mental institution. She doesn't have her phone. Her priority isn't talking to you. It's focusing on not wanting to kill herself.
Yeah, seriously. Like, you destroyed her reputation. You destroyed everything.
Yeah.
Her reputation, her career, everything. Like, the chance of her finding love again. Because you did this to her family too. Like,
I know. And it's like, once you're labeled a cheater, people will look at you differently.
And she's been hated on for so long. Now, say, you know, she has a habit of dating toxic little boy men. And so say if she gets in another relationship, she's going to have all these trust issues. And then also, like, if she gets into a fight with her future boyfriend, they're going to be like, oh, well, everybody hates you.
Yeah, like they can definitely weaponize that situation against her, which would be terrible, and that's not someone she should even be with, but it just opens the door to all those negative things. Things are going
to be so much harder for her to find the way now. Thank God she's in a lot of therapy, and she actually sounds way more grown.
That's good.
Like, she is somebody who needed professional guidance instead of listening to fucking drunk-ass James.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean?
There are all these grown men that still act like adolescents.
Yeah, all these men who are a mess in their lives, like, telling her what to do and making her feel bad. Like, I'm glad she's actually seeing professional help now.
Yeah. All right. But with that being said, isn't it crazy how people's lives can change overnight? If a celebrity posts you, or if a certain, you know, scandal happens on a show, you can just skyrocket in fame. And also, that doesn't always translate to something positive. I mean, most of the time it does, because then they get recognition and they can go off to a bunch of different avenues with that fame and platform that they have. Like, do you remember when Justin Bieber posted Cindy Kimberly on Vine, and he's like, who is this girl? And now she's like a famous model, and she travels the world, and
she's
she has her
so
own brand.
Gorgeous. I always said, if I were to look like anybody, I would love to look like her. Yeah, Sydney Wolfe, when he posted her, everybody's like, who is that model? That's crazy that he just posted her.
I know. Like, imagine someone's just like, oh my God, who is this girl? And then now all of a sudden, overnight, you have this recognition of just millions of people know your face and know who you are. And then I'm sure that definitely helped her in her modeling career, because people saw that and they were intrigued by it. And even that helps you get scouted, because then it's just so much more
exposure. He really did launch her.
I know, because I mean, until then, I guess she did have a really big following on Tumblr, but I didn't know who she was before then.
She had a boyfriend. I remember she had a boyfriend at the time.
Oh,
I remember reading about this. She had a boyfriend at the time. Or was it a different girl he did this to? He did the same thing to somebody else or her.
Really?
Yes. Or it was her, I forgot, but she had a boyfriend at the time, and everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe she didn't leave her boyfriend for him.
Yeah, but, like, Justin Bieber, like, come on.
No, and it's like, you know what, like, I would never
leave my boyfriend for him.
Yeah, if I'm, like, dating a good guy, I'm not leaving them for a celebrity, because these celebrities just move on.
Exactly. They'll just use you and then discard you like a little Kleenex. So you can't just be dumping someone that you have an actual relationship with just because someone else has more money and status. Even though a lot of women or people in general do fall into that trap, because they think like, oh, like they just see like the little dollar signs or, you know, whatever they think in their head. Like it's going to be a little fairy tale for them just because someone recognizes them. But that's not always the case, because a lot of the times men in power will use and abuse you to your advantage. So unless you're strategic about it, it's really not going to go the way you think it is, or the way you want it
to. And also, he was in like his fuckboy era too at that time. Like, and that's like such a random thing to do, just like posting that. Like,
that's what I mean.
Why don't you try to court her?
Exactly. And if you're a celebrity like that, you can send the photo to your agent. You don't have to post it on social media and be like, oh my god, go find this girl. I mean, I know a lot of people do it, but other celebrities that really want to have a serious relationship.
If any of you celebrities want to post me, like, you can.
Yeah, but... like, if anyone wants to post us, like, go for it. Like, we definitely won't shy away from that. But, you know, usually if it's, like, more celebrity-to-celebrity relationship, they'll send a picture or, you know, tell their publicist or agent, whoever it is, and be like, hey, I really want to get with this person. Yeah. Can you contact their people and get us together? They don't just post them randomly and have the whole world know their business.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, well, Wolfie Sinney, you know, she does a lot of her photo shoots on her Instagram by herself.
I know, I did know that. Cause, and also, she'll just do a basic backdrop and then Photoshop a lot of stuff in. So we love a DIY.
She does a good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does a really good job. And all that stuff is fun. I love photo editing. It's like always fun to do stuff yourself. Yeah. Then you have full creative control. So we stand it, girl.
So when you were little, you wanted to be Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, I just loved her. I loved the whole vibe. It was like very reckless, like do whatever you want. Yeah. Like,
so
you
who's your idol now? Is it Megan Fox?
I don't know. I don't really know if I have like an idol now. I feel like it's better to kind of take influence from people but not really idolize them, because I just feel like I've learned, like, as you get older, like, people will disappoint you, like, even if they're a celebrity. So I think it's kind of like playing with fire to kind of idolize someone, because then it's like if they do something you don't agree with, or like, you know, they might lead you the wrong way, because some people will just blindly follow trends or whatever someone else does, and you have to think, like,
I have so many friends who like blindly followed Ariana Grande.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, are you doing it because you actually respect what they represent and what they do, or do you actually have a brain in your head and you have your own morals but you just like some things that they do?
I never really idolized anybody, because I'd be like, they're just human too, they're just famous. Like,
exactly.
I don't know. I never idolize people. Because I always thought it was, like, dangerous. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's my God complex, too.
No, it is very dangerous to idolize people. I mean, look at everyone that just were little cult clones leaders of Ariana. And then now she's had, like, a crazy downfall for, like, being labeled a cheater and, like, all her tumultuous relationship with
men. I do not like that girl. I don't like Ariana. I've never really liked her.
I thought she had a great voice, but I never really understood the hype of everyone literally trying to be her and, like, transplant their face to look like her and their personality and, you know, change everything
about
themselves.
Everybody wanted to be, like, a sexy child.
Literally, it's like, be yourself. Work on being the best version of yourself. That is so much hotter than just trying to look like someone else and just emulate everything from someone else.
Yeah.
Also, you know, someone was saying that a video, you know how the coquette little aesthetic and style is getting popular?
Yeah.
Like with all like the tights and like the bows and everything. Mm-hmm. Someone was saying that. They're like, be careful what you idolize and what you put out there, because also a lot of child pedophilia, you know, that could be dangerous, you know, because everyone's trying to look like a little kid, and then all these predators could really be hunting you down.
Yeah. So like, that's also crazy. I like crazy. Some moral stuff, but I'm not a coquette. Coquette? Yeah. Sounds like coquette.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, are you a coquette bitch or a cokehead bitch?
Yeah, seriously. You know, fuck Ariana Grande and her weird little Smeagol man.
Yeah, I really feel bad for that whole family and situation that's going
on.
That
poor child. Not right. Like, I wonder if that child's cute or not.
I don't know.
The dad's this little Smeagol.
Who knows? But his wife, or I guess ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, was very beautiful, tall, model-esque. So
how the hell did he get that?
It. Well, it says they were like high school sweethearts or something, or college sweethearts. So
oh god, that poor
they
woman.
Were just, you know, tied worse. Down early, and just she went with it. That's also another phenomenon. I forgot what they were calling it on TikTok. I'm like, someone comment down below if you remember the little terminology that they use. But it's that archetype of, you know, a woman sticking through a man through his ugly, fugly phase. And sticking with him before he's famous. And then he gets famous, then he leaves them. I mean, we saw it with the couple from The Wolf of Wall Street. He had a wife before the blonde, after he got rich and famous. We see it with other celebrities. Even now, they say Jeremy Allen White, he was with his little high school sweetheart, whatever. They had known each other since they were kids.
Their egos.
And, yeah, and they grew up control. Together. They were married. They had kids, the whole nine yards. And then now he's skyrocketed to this insane height of fame, and everyone loves him. And now their relationship crumbled for whatever reason. I think he was an alcoholic or something, whatever. Yeah. But and now they're broken up, and now the next bitch that gets him is going to get him at his best, even though someone else built him up throughout his years at his worst.
I hate that. I would throw hands.
I know. Well, it's like, just think, you're giving your best years. That's what they always say. Women and ladies, you can never get back your youth and those years of your life. So you just have to be careful who you spend it with and know if it's worth it.
That's another thing, too. It's like, women always think, like, oh, like, especially a man who's, like, motivated or training for something, doing something, and you're like, oh, like, he's going to be like, oh, she's been with me through thick and thin. She loved me when I was nothing. Mm-hmm. Don't think like that. Like, be in love with who they are right now, because they may stay like that. Don't be in love with the potential.
Yeah.
Like, no. If you want a baller, go for a baller. If you want just, like, a mundane man, or they're just, like, a 9-to-5 man who's working hard and just loves his family, go for someone who's like that right now.
Exactly. Because you're in love with the potential. The potential's in your head. They're not actually, might not actually be living up to that potential. The potential you see is in your head, so you're building them up to be this great thing, when who knows if they're even going to ever reach that.
And with their potential, that's a different, and their potential, like, that's a different reality, mm-hmm. and a different, like, they may become a different kind of person, and it may not 100%. Align with you anymore.
Exactly. And a lot of people aren't humble enough, and they let their ego get out of control. Especially, it's hard once you reach that level of popularity and success to not let it get in your head. I mean, once you're at that level, I mean, even people talk about, you know, you want a billionaire. Some women don't want a billionaire because they have so much access to so many things that much easier. To women, to, you know, illegal things, to escorts, to, you know, a whole broad spectrum of dark things. Yeah, like,
I don't want a billionaire. I want a millionaire.
Yeah. No billionaires, just millionaires over here, ladies.
Just
okay?
Millionaires.
Yeah. So another iconic pop culture thing, especially from the past, that I think shaped our childhoods and even has influence today, is Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, and specifically when they were on The Simple Life. Do you remember that show?
I never watched it that much. I watched like one episode.
I used to watch it like on YouTube when I was younger, because they have like a lot of
it on
YouTube.
See, I didn't watch YouTube.
Oh my God. I was such, like, a YouTube, like, teen. Like, I watched every, like, YouTube video. I'd watch, like, funny vlogs.
I was so late to the YouTube shows. Game.
It was great. We'll have to watch it later.
Yeah, no, but I want to. I've watched, like, clips of it. Okay. I was more of, like, remember Allie and whatever, her sister?
Allie and AJ. Yeah, I watched that, too.
That was, like, my Paris Hilton. Mm-hmm.
But so basically, on The Simple Life, it was taking them, like, out of California and putting them in this little rural town in the middle of nowhere. They made them get jobs. They made them do all this, like, you know, mundane, just everyday life stuff.
They were on, like, a farm, right?
Yeah, like, they were on a farm. And they had to kind of, you know, live in basically a different class than what they were used to.
Yeah.
But also the characters that they played. So everyone would think this is who they actually were. But, you know, Paris would go in and be like, I've never heard of Walmart. Like, what is that? And kind of, like, play up, you know, like, the dumb blonde. Like, she always says, even today, she's like, I'm not a dumb blonde. I'm just really good at playing one. So
I hope he still thinks a lot of it was her, though. Like, I know she's, like, pretending
she was just saving herself the embarrassment.
Like, I think she was. Like, I think she did play up the dumb part, but I do think a lot of it is so natural for her. Like, if you're able to play that character all the time, that's you, bitch.
Yeah, well, even the voice, you know, and they say that was, like, more of a trauma response, like, a high voice to be whatever. But it was also part of the character. But they would just say funny things. Like, I remember Nicole Richie, remember she's talking to one of the ladies they were living with at the time for the show. And she was like, oh, what kind of guys are you into? And Nicole Richie was like, I don't like good-looking guys. I like them to be pale and look like they're dying.
That's you. That is you.
No, but that was what she said in the show. You know what I mean? So they were really funny and crazy. But yeah, that is kind of like me. But we love a little rock star boy over here.
Oh, Lord. You know who was my first crush? Yeah. Well, first it was David Bowie from Labyrinth.
Really?
Which is fucking weird.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I feel like he's so, like, feminine.
He was like, I think he was literally gay.
I don't know.
No, you know why? Very metrosexual. You know why? Because I wanted to be, like, the girl in the movie when she wore, like, the dress. I don't know. You guys, I don't know if anybody
that little
has watched
fever dream movie.
I literally watched the movie like all the time. But then, no, but my first real crush when I was little was Zach and Cody. I liked both of them.
Aww.
And I
loved
mom,
Cody, because he was like a little nerdier.
I think I liked Zach a little bit more. But I was.
Oh, I could see that. I could see that. Because that was like more fun. I was like, he's a little chunky though.
So bad.
No, that's so sad.
But I like them. And I remember my mom was like, which one? I was like, well, I was like, why can't I have them both?
Yeah.
And
she's like, why do she's I like, have to choose?
She's like, that's naughty. Meanwhile, yeah. I was like a fucking like child. Like eating my goldfish.
Yeah.
I was like, can they both be my boyfriend?
Yeah. You're like, why do I even need to choose?
And I was like, well, I need to choose. I was like, they're mine.
But also another toxic thing from the early 2000s and all of that time in that era was also definitely about like people's like weight and stuff. Like not to be like too taboo, but just to touch on this quickly. Like,
no, it was. Like, everybody needs to be like starving. Yeah, like
everyone needed to be so skinny. Like heroin chic was definitely in. I remember
eating. How did people even get that skinny? Because
you just don't eat. You just stop eating. You just put the fork down and stop eating.
Yeah, but I've been eating a lot of salad lately and I'm not like that. Like I don't know.
I guess they were just all not eating and just doing coke all the time.
Yeah, they did do a lot of drugs, a lot of coke.
Yeah, they were just all on drugs. And like,
did food have a little less chemicals in it?
Probably. Like, maybe.
Has it just gotten worse? I don't understand.
It's definitely gotten worse, but because also I remember
everybody did like group workout classes too, right?
Yeah, like they're really into aerobics, staying tight and right, all that. But there was also another funny thing that I saw. Well, not really funny. Kind of funny, from the early 2000s was, I believe it was 2007, Nicole Richie had a barbecue. Like, this was in real life, not on The Simple Life, the show. Uh-huh. This was, like, in real life. She was hosting a party, like, a 4th of July party barbecue at her house. And on the invitation, since everyone was so heavily talking about her weight and how skinny she was and all of this, she was a big advocate for it needs to fucking stop. So she would always make jokes about it or be like, you know, it needs to stop. She's like, you know, you don't go up to someone and say how fat they are. I mean, I know today people do, but back then you wouldn't do that. So she's like, everyone's coming at me for being so skinny. So she had put out an email invite for the party and ended up getting leaked because in the invite she had said, I'm gonna have a scale at the door and any girl over 100 pounds isn't allowed in. So it was obviously a joke knowing Nicole Richie and how much she likes to poke fun at all that stuff, but it ended up getting leaked and people were really pissed.
I'd be like, can I only weigh one of my boobs then? I was like, I'll just plop the left one on the scale and then go in.
Yeah, but it was a really big deal for people.
Yeah, that's crazy. 100 pounds, like that's a child.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Yeah, people were very, very skinny, though. Because everybody wore, like, the low-rise jeans. Like,
yeah, and it was, like, you needed to be skinny. That was, like, the bane of everyone's existence. They were, like, I need to do one thing. They're, like, I need to drop some weight.
Yeah.
In order to fit in. But it was, like, everyone looked like a bag of bones.
Yeah.
Literally.
Like, it was. They looked malnourished. And everybody's hair was, like, burnt.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, nowadays, don't go for skinny. Go for healthy. Whatever that looks like for anyone, you need to be healthy no matter what it is. And health is wealth. If you don't have your health, nothing else matters. And that should be everyone's number one priority. So nothing wrong with being skinny at all. But make sure that you're healthy and you're nourishing yourself, your mind, and your body.
Yeah, because you could tell a difference between someone who's thin and then someone who's, like, anorexic.
Yeah, exactly. And like, it's, like, obviously.
The thin looks better.
Yeah.
Like, your skin is a better color, like you have more life to your face.
And obviously, if you're struggling with any weight or anything, and you are struggling with any type of eating disorder, anorexia, anything under that umbrella, you're obviously not mentally at your best. And also, I feel like I can say this from like past experience, if you're going through anything like that, you're obviously not mentally at your best, and that is okay, and you will be able to get better. But that's why even your mental health is important, because it does reflect in your physical health.
It does for sure. Even when I'm like happier, I dress up better.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm, like, depressed. I, like, look like crap. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, I look like crap. Also, let us know what is your pop culture childhood core memory that made you who you are. Was it The Simple Life? Was it Zach and Cody? Was it Demi Lovato's Poo? Let us know.
Well, I was going to say another little pop culture topic, so let's fast forward and jump to the present day, is I wanted to bring up a little situation that I saw on TikTok that was a little fucked up that I thought we should talk about.
Okay,
and
go.
It relates to, we're going to give you some advice, save the girls, save the women, 2024, okay? So we need to raise our standards.
Save the bitches.
And literally, we're going to save our bitches right now. There's this one girl, and she has a big TikTok platform. I believe her name is Hallie, if I'm pronouncing it right. And she also has a podcast with one of her girlfriends, Jazz. And I'm not really sure what they talked about on their podcast. I've never really, you know, like, followed it. So I'm not going to, like, say anything about that. But I had seen some of her TikToks come up on my For You page months ago when she was talking about this terrible breakup she went through with her boyfriend. So it was very, you know, brave of her to be so forthcoming and really share that experience so a lot of girls could resonate. But what happened was, basically for a little synopsis, what I understood from it was her and her boyfriend broke up. She was blindsided by it. And he basically told her, you're not, you know, my dream girl, or you're not the love of my life. Like, I don't see myself with you, or, you know, it being this great love. And that's why he ended up dumping her. And, you know, it was really eye-opening for her. She obviously felt terrible about it. That's a terrible, gut-wrenching thing to go through if a guy is putting you down in that way. And obviously, you know, if you're not the dream girl, you don't want to waste your time either, honey. Like, get away. You want someone that you're their dream girl and they're going to treat you right. So after this whole situation, long story short, she was at an influencer event with this other girl. I think her name is Sophia. I don't really remember. I'm going to feel like such an asshole if that's not her name. But she was a redhead who also has a big TikTok platform. I think she actually came out with a podcast or something similar to that now. But she actually had reached out. Even though she hung out around the same circle or went to the same events as this girl, Hallie, she then reached out to Hallie's now ex-boyfriend on Instagram to go for a date. And this bitch,
she reached out to him?
Yes. So she reached out to him. And then this bitch, referring to the ex, I'm referring to the ex, not the girl, actually went out on the date with Hallie's, like, mutual, you know, in her kind of, like, social circle.
He probably did it together, like, jealous,
a low life, literally, like, a low life. Like, most men do dirty, whatever. That's terrible. Fuck that. And then, so after this whole big thing, Hallie was basically dragging her on TikTok, you know, got all her girls to rally behind her, her followers, to kind of, you know, not that she was promoting to go after the redhead, but she was basically just saying, like, you know, how could she do this? Yeah, she was
get
like,
her.
She's like, you're going to have me buy your tequila shots, and then you're going to be going behind my back, looking through my following to ask out my ex. Like, that is fucked up, which it is, right? I was literally, for like a month, I was just seeing this all over my feed, and I was like, that is fucked up. How dare that girl be hanging out with her, throwing back shots the day before, and then the next day go out of her way to get with her fresh ex, like her newly ex-boyfriend. No, they're in New York.
Oh, it's like
these are influencer girls, like, in New York. So I am, you know me, I'm a total girls girl. I'm like, that fucking cunt literally went after her ex, her newly ex-boyfriend.
That's crazy.
And whatever. So I was totally riding for Hallie, right?
Yeah.
And then I saw on TikTok a little while ago, so this was like a few months ago, and now recently I saw on TikTok that Hallie was apparently spotted again with the ex after dragging that redhead, after dragging her ex-boyfriend, all this stuff. So I'm like, you went through all of this, right?
Herself so
and
bad.
Then now you're just gonna embarrass yourself by going back to him after he basically said you weren't his dream girl, you're not the love of his life, and he even went out with someone in your circle.
That's
disrespecting
crazy.
You to the max, and now you're gonna be showing face and seen with this man out in public again. I would be in the grave before that man would ever be near me again. Okay?
And you know what? Now it makes her not seem like a girl's girl because she attacked another woman for going for her man. But now she's giving her man a free pass, even if she yelled at him, whatever. She's giving him another chance. So
exactly. No, not even him a free pass. Drag that girl through the mud for doing something terrible, which she did do something terrible. But now you're going to make yourself look even worse for even going back to him. Even if it's a coffee date, even if it's a little ketchup, even if he's going to apologize to you, have that man call you on FaceTime. Have him come to your apartment. Don't be seen out in the city gallivanting with him after you just dragged both of them for doing you so dirty, had all these women behind you rallying for you, and now you're literally going to go right back to the scum.
Like, I don't know why she would do that. She's holding him to like a different standard than other women. And also, like, when it comes to the other woman, like, no woman should do that. That's disgusting. Like, be a girl's girl all the way.
Exactly.
However,
you know, guys always
however,
us women need to stick together.
If that
a little
were
more.
Me, I would be more mad at my ex than the other girl, because if anybody owes you the most, it's who you were dating, like who you're the closest to.
Exactly. They owe you more than
they
that girl
owe
owes
more.
You, even though what both of them did.
Like
wrong,
unless it's like your best girlfriend. You know what I mean? But if it's a girl in your group, she still fucking owes you. Like, she should not be fucking doing that.
Exactly.
But your man owes you the most. Like, he knows the most about you. He spent the most time with you. Like, you could never take him back. Like, if he could do that to you, he could do whatever he wants. And he probably loves that this whole thing happened, because he looks like that man. He could get any bitch. He got her jealous.
Exactly.
So he won. He won.
Exactly. And now you're
he
giving
won.
Him the power, and he has the upper hand. And now you just look even dumber than you did before.
Yeah.
Like, he's making you all look like clowns. For real.
Yeah. So save the girls.
Yeah. So save the girls this year. We're not going back to any dusty, crusty man that doesn't think we're good enough for them. We're going to take that with a grain of salt and say thank you next. And fucking, he's dead to you now. Okay?
Yeah.
And you're just moving on and up. And if someone tells you that they are not the love of your life, please leave them in the past. That's Do not crazy. Embarrass yourself, okay? Never be seen or talk to them ever again. Yeah, I mean, crazy. That's like if someone's saying, like, even on a friend level, like, oh, like, I never really liked you. I don't respect you. I don't love you as a friend. I don't care about you. And then you go, okay, but do you want to hang out, though? No, bitch. No. Like, what?
That was me after I told somebody before. I'm like, I'm not your best friend. It's like, we're not best friends.
Literally, you're like, I gotta go. Yeah. Shit just hit the fan.
Shit just hit the fan. Yeah, no, that's crazy. If a man ever said that shit to me, I'd be like, okay, there's the door.
Literally,
there's
there would the be door. A cold day in hell before he ever saw me again. Yeah. He would not get the privilege to speak to me anymore.
No.
And you sure. know, because how I am in the past, you know, once a person is dead to me,
they're dead.
They're not in my world they're anymore. Dead. They're dead to me. You can be standing right next to me. I will act like you are dead. Like you're a ghost and I don't see you. Okay?
You'll be like, they're not there.
Exactly.
You know, fuck that.
So ladies, stay safe out there. I hope you enjoyed our little pop culture rant. Let us know down below if any of this resonated with you, any other pop culture topics you want us to discuss. And we and hope also, you're having a lovely kickoff to your spring.
Yes.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed this. Stay tuned for the next episode of Bitch Therapy.
Bye, bitches.
Bye.